With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The New York Times is suing the Pentagon over new media rules. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In a federal lawsuit, the newspaper is attempting to overturn media restrictions put in place by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. The rules require journalists to refrain from reporting information that has not been authorized for release. Most members of the mainstream media refused to sign the pledge and lost their Pentagon credentials. The New York Times argues that the rules violate constitutional freedom of speech and due process provisions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The FBI has made an arrest in its nearly five-year-old investigation into who placed pipe bombs in Washington on the eve of the January 6, 2021 breach at the U.S. Capitol.
Seeking a breakthrough in the case as this year began, the FBI published additional information about its investigation, including an estimate of the suspect's height. It also released a previously withheld video of the shadowy image of the suspect placing one of the bombs on the evening of January 5, 2021, near the offices of the Democratic and Republican National Committees in D.C. The devices did not detonate and no one was hurt. George Williams, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. applications for unemployment benefits fell to their lowest level in more than 3 years last week. Here's correspondent Haya Panjawi.
The number of Americans applying for jobless benefits for the week ending November 29th fell to 191,000 from the previous week's 218,000. That's the lowest level in more than 3 years. Applications for unemployment aid are viewed as a proxy for layoffs and are close to a real-time indicator of the health of the job market. For now, the U.S. job market appears to be in a low-hire, low-fire state that has kept the unemployment rate historically low. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks have reversed course. Now they're all in positive territory. The Dow's up 17 points. This is SRN News. New study indicates college students are not big fans of free speech.
According to a new poll from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, over 90% of young people attending America's colleges and universities believe that, quote, words can be violence. This comes in the wake of the assassination of conservative Christian commentator Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University this year. Foundation spokesman Sean Stevens warns that, quote, when people start thinking that words can be violence, violence becomes an acceptable response to words. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Supreme Court seemed likely during arguments this week to side with a faith-based pregnancy center challenging an investigation into whether it misled people to discourage abortions. The facilities known as pro-life pregnancy centers have been on the rise in the U.S., especially since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. A University of Oklahoma instructor has been placed on leave.
It all happened after a student complained about receiving a failing grade on a paper. The student, Samantha Fulnecki, argued that her paper, which used the Bible to claim that belief in multiple genders is demonic, was unfairly graded. Turning Point USA took up her story and it went viral. This incident is part of a broader debate over academic freedom on college campuses. The university stated that the grade won't affect Fulnecki's academic standing. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Grand Canyon South Rim is imposing strict water restrictions. That's after major breaks in its only water line. Starting December 6th, overnight lodging will be suspended, including historic hotels like El Tovar and Bright Angel Lodge. Officials say the shutdown could last several days while the repairs continue. You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.